is KRLC, and this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station, as I said, is KA8RLC. My name is Cal, and I'm located in Gahanna. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month we hold an in-person meeting, or at least we've been wanting to hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on July 21st, Wednesday night, July 21st, and we're trying our best to make this a real in-person meeting. So I will say that normally we hold it at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, which is located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m., and if we have a net in place of the in-person meeting, we'll do that also at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. I'll now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements, or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KA8RLC. Hearing none there, I will take that as saying that I'll be myself and Kevin with announcements when we get back to that. We'll now start taking check-ins using a quadrant system to divide the Franklin County, Central Ohio area by Interstate 70 and 71. Please call in groups of three or four at a time. Are there any stations north of I-70 and east of I-71? That's the northeast quadrant. North of I-70, east of I-71. Please call.
Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, 88 RTP, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Okay, so far Northeast had KD8 RTP, John, and NAPDC, John. I think there may have been a double to start it, so any other stations, Northeast Quadrant, please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Okay, recognize KD8SYP, Bob, and NA8L, Terry. One last call, Northeast Quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
Got you down, Daniel. KD8OFT. Moving on to the Southeast Quadrant. South of I-70, east of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8, CMW.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike, Whiskey, AB8, MW, Mike.
Southeast Quadrant, we have KB8CMW Paul and AB8MW Mike. Anyone else, Southeast Quadrant, please call. Therefore, move along to the southwest quadrant. So now we are south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call K8RLC.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, NARFY, Calvin.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Okay, so far again in the southwest quadrant, I have N8RFY Calvin, W8RWR Bob, and KD8WQY Denny. Last call, southwest quadrant.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVB.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY Sharon.
North by 70 and west by 71. Please call K8RLC.
KE8ANW. Also, you may have cut off Sharon. She checked in. This is KE8ANW.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray. That's KE8KJX. Dan.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken.
Nice little double-up collisions at the beginning, but I pulled out of that 88CM Marcel and KE8ANW, then have KE8KJX Dan and W8RV Ken. N8SEY, Sharon, you out there?
Confirmed. N8SEY, Sharon.
Got you down, Sharon. Anyone else, Northeast Quadrant, please call.
This is Kilo Echo Number 8, Oscar.
8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
My name, Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, KWP Frank.
Okay, Frank, have you down again? And Mark, N8VJF, got you. There was another station, KE8, and you sort of cut in and out. Try again. I should know the voice.
This is Kilo Echo Number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OGP. This is Parker.
I thought that was you, Parker, but I just wanted to make sure. KE8OUP. Last call again for Northwest Quadrant. Please call K8RLC and the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. We'll now then go for any other stations, inside, outside, Franklin County, inside, outside, the state of Ohio, or anywhere else around that they happen to be able to make this net tonight. Please call KA8RLC.
KE8.
Mr. November, Patrick, one announcement.
Got a lot of first station. Let's see if I can straighten it out. I'm sorry, the KE8. Please call again.
KE8SGV, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Golf, Bravo. Name is Jeff Potasco.
Kilo Delta 8, and it...
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar, November, Patrick, one now.
Okay, KVION, Patrick got you down. Did you say you had an announcement?
That's affirmed, KVION.
Very good, I got you down for that, Patrick. Any other stations wishing to check in tonight, please call KA8RLC.
KDA-KYE.
For 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Okay, have KDA-KYE and NAUTI, have you both down. Last call, any additional stations, please call KA8RLC.
KE8SGB, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Gulf Bravo, Jeff.
Put you down, Jeff. KE8SGB. Now, hearing no additional check-ins at this point, go back for the announcements, and I'll let Patrick go first before I start on my routine. Go ahead, Patrick, K8RLC.
Good evening, Cal. Good evening, Ness. Events are starting to fire up again, and the Emerald City Half Marathon will be run on August 22nd in the Dublin area, and I'll be looking for volunteers here soon. I'll have more details here in the next few weeks, but I want to plant the seed. August 22nd, Emerald City Half Marathon. I will need about 15 to 20 volunteers if possible, so come on out and cross off. KDA-ION, back to that.
Patrick, I was hoping that was your announcement. And as you said, events are starting to come in. As I've said in the last couple weeks on the net, this Saturday is the Reynoldsburg 4th of July, Independence Day. It's the 3rd of July, but it's our 4th of July parade. The next one that will be a major one is on July 25th. It's going to be a triathlon running out of Antrim Park. So they will do the swim in the lake there at Antrim, then come out, bike down on Tangi to where it meets up with Linworth down by Bethel Road, then turn around, go up Linworth to Wilson Bridge, back over to Olin Tangi, and then back down to Olin Tangi into Antrim Park. And then the run part will be just a loops around the lake in Antrim Park. So just putting that out for everyone to know, that's going to be a Sunday morning, and that will be one that will need at least a dozen or better workers. And on that one, we'll start working on probably next. And with that, I'll also do Kevin's part. Next week's net is Mike, AB8MW, on July 14th is K6HRU. The 21st is an in-person meeting, and I hope we were going to find a location and do a true in-person meeting. On July 28th, N8YMT is running that. With that, I will put it off. Any additional questions or activities? message check-in from KD8IIB, so Kevin, I do have you down. And anyone with any additional business at this point for the net this evening, please call KA8RLC. Marcel, 88 CM, would you like to make any comments about field day activities from over the weekend?
Yes, thanks for the reminder. Yes, happy to. Field day was great in a bunch of different ways, very different from any field day I've seen before, and I've only seen one that actually happened and one that didn't much happen because of COVID. We had a total of 8 people at the county EMA at some point of the weekend. 4 sat down and operated the radio for a while and made, I think, 31 QSOs. All of them were by phone. With our power limited to 100 watts, we got double point for each of those, so we ended up with 62 or 64 points, something like that. I brought a radio that wasn't working, and some smart people looked at it and got it figured out for me, so I left with the radio working. And someone else came with a Go kit that wasn't wired for all the pieces to work together, and I happened to have the connections, the red and black connections, PowerWorks, and we ended up doing a bunch of wiring, and the Go box worked. So we made some QSOs, we got some progress on some gear, and we've got a bar set to improve next year. This is 88 CM.
Thank you very much, Marcel. I had the opportunity to be able to come out just for a couple hours. Unfortunately, I had other commitments for the weekend, but we had a nice setup there. We were on the side of the parking lot, and we strung up a long wire in the trees there and brought it down. So it was a nice, very nice working atmosphere and setup. Doing, hopefully, you know, we'll improve things for next year, and things will be more back to normal. Once again, this is KA8RLC, and this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Any additional stations wishing to check in or any stations with additional business, please call KA8RLC. Things being quiet, I guess we'll cut the net at this point. I thank you all for checking in tonight, and hopefully things are improving, events are kicking in, and look forward to better activities. With that, this is K8RLC, and closing the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. 73 y'all, K8RLC, clear.